We have another nostalgia piece from Derek James this week. It starts with a reference to the Beatles, but it's really about a jazz player, Colin Burley, who is 94 this month. Robin Quine has generously agreed to read the features this week at short notice. Here is Robin to tell us about Colin Burley.
This wasn't the reply I had expected from a member of the audience when four young men calling themselves the Beatles played in Norwich back in 1963. What was it like, I asked. It was awful, all that shouting and screaming. I didn't like it at all, said the lady, now in her 90s, who did love music, especially jazz. But times were changing fast. Skiffle had come and gone. Now the beat bands were on the road and the music scene was being taken over with groups like the Beatles and then the Rolling Stones heading our way and encouraging boys and girls across East Anglia to get rockin' and rollin'. Take the Grosvenor Ballroom on Prince of Wales Road, a fine building now long gone, for example, where the Liverpool lads played. The resident band from 1958, replacing the Jock Brennan Orchestra, was Tubby Rogers and his band, before they headed off to Hunstanton and the Kit Kat Club. Then the Roger Vickers Quartet and the Gordon Edwards Band. Back in time, we had both the Norwich-born Queen of the Blues, Beryl Bryden, and the King of the Blues, Albert Cooper, plus a host of great bands, keeping the people of Norfolk and Suffolk on their toes before all this twisting and jiving. There was the jazz band Ball at Chantry Hall, Norwich, organised by the East Coast Jazz Club back in 1953, and the following year the Norwich Jazz Ball took place at the Alwyn Hall, where seven bands played to an audience of more than 500. We also had some great dance bands, and the popular Melody Maker magazine organised the Norfolk District Championship at the Samson and Hercules in 1954. One gentleman at the forefront of the jazz scene across the county was Colin Burley of Dereham, who is now celebrating his 94th birthday this month. He started life on stage at the age of 12, when, with his two young sisters, he joined a juvenile concert party putting on shows to raise money for the war effort. After serving with the RAF in Germany during national service, he came home to become the singer with the much-loved Collegians Jazz Band. They won the 1958 National Jazz Band Contest and were taken on by a London agency working across the land and abroad with the likes of Acca Bilk, Kenny Ball and Terry Lightfoot. He sang with the band until they called it a day in 1988, and within a few months, aided by a drum kit and short lesson from Kenny Ball's drummer, joined the Vintage Hot Orchestra and played with them for 26 years as drummer and vocalist. Highlights of his career? Singing with the Dutch Swing College Band, joining the great American blues singer-pianist Memphis Slim on a blues number, playing on Children in Need and at Nebworth and Burley House, alongside a symphony orchestra with laser show and fireworks. Colin went on to be a regular guest with those great broadcasters Keith Skipper and Roy Waller on BBC Radio Norfolk and presented the All That Jazz show. He later joined Skip as a member of the highly entertaining press gang. He met his wife June at the Green Turtle Jazz Club in Norwich back in 1961 and they married 3 years later. If I had the chance to live my life over again, there is very little I'd want to change, said Colin.
Thank you, Robin.